This week we're going to be in the book of James, chapter 2, and we're going to cover some topics that are kind of controversial, sometimes confusing, and the goal is to bring clarity. And it relates to faith, and I encourage you to share this with other people that you think it might benefit them in their own relationship with God. Now in James chapter 2, verse 14, James says, if someone claims to have faith and has no deeds, you know, well, what is that? Can that faith really save them? And so that question provokes so much thinking and deep thinking about faith and the history of faith. So in the last 2,000 years, among people who claim to follow Jesus, there are two major pitfalls. One is that good deeds or good works can earn you a spot in heaven, and that's false. But there's a lot of doctrine that's still written today that seems to go that direction or support that false claim. No performance, no spiritual checklist can earn a spot in heaven. On the flip side, there's a lot of people who intellectually, in terms of facts, would say, yeah, I agree that Jesus is Lord, and they might even profess to be a Christian, but they're not following Jesus. They're not actually following. There's no good deeds, and they haven't really put their trust in him. They're just agreeing mentally and intellectually to some facts. And so James is squashing that in saying, no, intellectual assent or agreement with some facts is not the same as following Jesus. So those two errors of trying to earn your spot in heaven through good works or by just saying you're a Christian but not really following Jesus, those are exposed and they're not true. It's not the gospel. The good news is you're saved by putting your faith in Jesus Christ. And when you do put your faith in him, trust him and follow him, there's going to be good deeds. So that's a quick summary, but let that bring clarity and then communicate that with other people, because you probably know a lot of people who think they can earn their way to heaven, and you know a lot of people who might say they're a Christian, but they're not really following Jesus. So James, it's practical then, and it's relevant today.